I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hi, I'm Josie. My daughter turns 5 today. I'm also an Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can get home to celebrate with my daughter.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Jake Crumpler.
What's up, fellow fantasy managers? Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. My name is Jake Crumpler, and it's the weekend. As always, I'll be taking over for Bubba as the host of the weekend editions of the podcast. You can follow me at Jake Crumpler on Twitter and can find all of my work at CrumplerBaseball.com. Let's dive into everything baseball-related from Saturday, April 6th. We'll start it off, as always, with the transactions, injuries, news, and notes from around the league. Our first IL placement is starting pitcher Shane Bieber, who will land on the 60-day IL. He will undergo Tommy John surgery after dominating in his first two starts. Bieber was abruptly diagnosed with a torn UCL. He will undergo surgery to repair it and will miss the rest of the season. Bieber will be a free agent this offseason, so it'll be interesting to see how this surgery impacts his market. Outfielder Luis Robert Jr. of the White Sox was placed on the 10-day IL with a right hip flexor strain. The strain was deemed grade 2 severity, which means we could be without Robert until mid-May. In his absence, Dominic Fletcher and Kevin Pillar will see more time in a depleted White Sox lineup. Starting pitcher Jacob Junis of the Brewers was placed on the 15-day IL with a right shoulder impingement. He is set to rest for a couple of days before ramping back up. Junis shouldn't miss more than the minimum time on the IL. Aaron Ashby will fill in for him and is set to start Monday's game in Cincy, which is a clear avoid. Shortstop Trevor Story of the Red Sox was placed on the 10-day IL with a left shoulder subluxation. After making a diving attempt in Friday's game, we waited to hear the diagnosis of Story's injury. Story dislocated his shoulder, and further testing plus decision making will determine if the injury requires surgery or if he'll opt for rest and rehab. We won't see him back until May at the earliest, in my mind. In Story's absence, Pablo Reyes will man shortstop. That is, until Vaughn Grissom returns from his own injury. In terms of news, Yoan Duran no longer feels pain in his formerly injured oblique. It's unclear when he'll begin his throwing program, which would give us a timeline for his return. When Duran does begin rehab, he shouldn't need too much time to build up to be a one-inning closer. And lastly, Spencer Strider underwent an MRI that revealed damage to his UCL. Strider will undergo further testing to determine the course of action. I wouldn't go dropping him until we get a better timeline of his extended absence, but it looks like they're planning to place him on the IL for at least 2 weeks. Now we can take a look at the notable performances from Saturday, a day in which we had a full slate of 15 games. We'll start it off with our hitters, leading off with Joey Bart versus the Orioles, as he helped the Pirates to a win, going 2-for-5 with a run, a home run, a double, and 2 runs batted in. His home run traveled 410 feet with a 109-mile-per-hour exit velocity. In his first game with the Pirates, Bart went yard. The 2018 number 2 overall pick was recently traded away from his original team, the Giants, after failing to live up to his potential. Bart struggled with strikeouts throughout his Giants tenure, whiffing in 38% of his plate appearances. The Pirates are hoping a change of scenery affords Bart a fresh start, though the backstop will have trouble getting into games with Henry Davis manning the position on an everyday basis. Bart is likely only somewhat viable in 15-team NL-only leagues. Giancarlo Stanton helped the Yankees to a win versus the Blue Jays, going 3-for-4 with a run, a home run, and an RBI. It was his second home run of the year and traveled 349 feet with a 100-mile-per-hour exit velocity. Stanton is attempting to piece together a comeback season following a career-worst campaign in 2023. He showed up to camp looking leaner and is hoping that will keep him off the IL. Though last year, even when he was healthy, Stanton was still a below-average hitter. He'll have to cut back on the strikeouts if he wants to be anything more than an average sinkhole with decent power. I've honestly always loved watching Stanton play, so I'm rooting for a renaissance campaign, though I'm not relying on him in my fantasy leagues. And lastly, we have Jackson Churio versus the Mariners, as he did all he could, but the Brewers lost. He went 1-for-4 with a run, a home run, and 2 runs batted in. It was his second home run of the year, and it traveled 397 feet with a 101.3-mile-per-hour exit velocity. Churio is quickly establishing himself at the major league level. He's alternating batting leadoff and batting ninth, so he'll continue to get plenty of opportunities to steal and score runs for the Brewers. It's a small sample, but Churio will have to cut back on the strikeouts to maintain a passable batting average this year. Through 7 games, he struck out in a third of his plate appearances. Churio didn't prove to have a problem with the punch-out in the minors, so he'll likely turn it around when he's forced to make an adjustment to major league pitching. Churio should be rostered in every league. But if you'd like a breakdown of other notable offensive performances, make sure to check out the Daily Batters Box article over on pitcherlist.com. And now we'll head to the mound and check out the notable starting pitching performances, opening with Paul Blackburn in Detroit, as he earned the win, tossing 6 scoreless innings, allowing just 3 hits. He walked nobody while striking out 4, while inducing 12 whiffs with a 26% CSW across 85 pitches. Despite sitting a mile per hour slower across the board, Blackburn dominated with the kitchen sink approach. He was our streaming pick of the day, and this will easily count as a victory in my books. Blackburn turned to 6 different pitches to survive 6 shutout frames. His changeup was the hero, earning 7 whiffs with a 31% CSW. Blackburn has yet to allow a run on the year through 13 innings pitched. I wouldn't consider this to be the beginning of a breakout year for Blackburn, though the former All-Star doesn't have the swing and miss stuff to keep the ball out of play. This start can be written off as nothing more than a Toby facing off against a weak lineup in Detroit. With Blackburn displaying an excellent feel for his entire repertoire, though, I think he could be a streaming option once again when he takes on the Nationals next week. Ryan Feltner took a no decision against the Rays, as he tossed 6 innings, allowing 2 hits, 1 run, and 2 walks while striking out 10 batters. He induced 18 whiffs with a 39% CSW across 92 pitches. Feltner earned the golden goal with the highest CSW on the day despite pitching in Colorado. His fastball and slider were impressive. Both racked up 7 whiffs and at least 39% CSW. After a rough first year in Colorado, Feltner showed some promise with his heater during spring training. Living upstairs with the pitch, Feltner was only missing whiffs on his breaker, and we saw that happen today. I'm still not close to being ready to trust him in Coors, but there's a chance he becomes a desperate streaming option in a weak team's ballpark. Feltner will travel north of the border for his next start, and I'm not willing to risk it there. And lastly, we have Reed Detmers versus the Red Sox, as he earned the win, tossing 6 innings, allowing 3 hits and 1 run with 1 walk, but he struck out 12 batters while inducing 21 whiffs with a 36% CSW across 94 pitches. Those 21 whiffs led baseball, earning him the gallows pull on the day. and Detmers may finally be reaching his potential. After displaying increased IVB, induced vertical break, on his fastball in his first start, Detmers entered his second start with a new weapon with which to attack hitters upstairs. He dominated with the four-seamer on Saturday. The pitch induced 11 whiffs on its own and earned 36% CSW. With so much success with his heater, Detmers needed just one of his secondaries to come through. His curveball came through with called strikes, while his slider earned a few whiffs, but it was clearly a showcase of his new fastball. That pitch makes Detmers a completely new pitcher, and I'm buying in on 2024 being his breakout campaign. Detmers will get a rematch against the Red Sox next time in Boston, and you got to start him there. But if you'd like a breakdown of every single start from Saturday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily starting pitcher roundup over on pitcherlist.com. And now we'll head to the bullpen and check out the relievers that got saves and the closers that pitched outside of save situations or blew their saves. Starting with the former Emmanuel Clase, earned his fourth save of the year. He is now tied for the major league lead with Clay Holmes, and Clase is looking to repeat as the league saves leader. Ryan Helsley secured his third save, tying him for the National League lead. Jose Alvarado locked down his second save. He'll likely be used often as a high leverage reliever, which means he'll see his fair share of save opportunities. Jose Leclerc got his first save of the year. He was tasked with a four-out save, but got some help from his offense when they tacked on four runs after he recorded the first out of his appearance. Clay Holmes recorded his fourth save, and he's now tied with Emmanuel Clase for the MLB lead in that category. Chris Stratton notched his first save of the year, with the rest of the bullpen struggling in Kansas City. The Royals are trying their luck with different options. Andrés Muñoz locked down his second save of the season, and he did so in perfect fashion. Raisel Iglesias earned his first save of the year via a perfect frame. Colin Poche recorded his first save a day after Pete Fairbanks blew up. Keep an eye on the usage to determine if this is a temporary changing of the guard. And lastly, Carlos Estevez got his third save, pitching a perfect frame on Saturday. And now we'll check out the closers to pitch outside of save situations or blow their saves. The Padres turned to Robert Suarez in the ninth with a four-run lead, and he locked down the victory with ease. Mason Miller pitched the final two frames for the A's with a four-run lead. He didn't allow a run, but didn't factor into the decision. Alexis Diaz pitched the ninth with a four-run lead for the Reds. He allowed a run but escaped to secure the win. Tanner Scott pitched the ninth with his team down by two as he looks to rebuild some confidence. He avoided walking a batter, which is a good sign after he struggled with his control to start the year. Evan Phillips appeared in the ninth despite a four-run lead, and he allowed one run but was able to lock down the win. David Bednar blew a one-run lead in the ninth for the Pirates. However, his offense bailed him out, winning the game in extra innings. Craig Kimbrell pitched a clean ninth prior to Bednar's blown save. And lastly, Justin Lawrence recorded the final four outs of a game in which the Rockies were trailing. But if you'd like a breakdown of other notable relief pitching performances from Saturday, check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article over on pitcherlist.com. And before we look forward to today's games, we're going to take a quick break.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP439267V1.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And now we'll look forward to Sunday, April 7th, a day in which we'll have a full slate of 15 games. My matchup of the day is Southpaws, Christopher Sanchez taking on Mackenzie Gore. Both of them have tease potential during spring training and in their first starts, and I'm hoping to see both of them excel on Sunday. In terms of probable starters, we've got seven guys in the auto start tier, including Christopher Sanchez. We also have Logan Webb versus the Padres, Chris Sale versus the Diamondbacks, and Tanner Houck in Los Angeles against the Angels. Our probably starts tier has four guys, and that's where we'll find our streamer of the day in Alec Marsh versus the White Sox. He looked pretty good in his season debut and gets a severely depleted White Sox lineup. I'd also keep an eye out for Ronel Blanco in Texas. It's far from an ideal matchup as the Rangers have a dangerous lineup, but Blanco just opened the season with a no-hitter. Maybe he can carry over the rhythm from that first start, but he's likely to be limited after throwing a lot of pitches in that one. My hitter suggestions are Tigers hitters versus Joe Boyle of the A's. Boyle has great stuff, but he cannot control it. Look for patient Tigers hitters to find success on Sunday. I'll also be targeting Rays hitters in Coors against Dakota Hudson. Hudson's a righty, so grab left-handed hitting Rays from the waiver wire. And now we'll close things out with our relievers to watch. Craig Kimbrell has pitched on back-to-back days, so Yennier Cano will likely get the ninth on Sunday. Andres Munoz has gone in each of the past 2 days, so Ryan Stanek should get the ball if a save arises. Raisel Iglesias has appeared in back-to-back games, so AJ Minter is expected to be turned to in a save situation. Jose Alvarado has pitched in consecutive games for the Phillies, so Jeff Hoffman is likely the first man up for the temporary closer role. And lastly, Justin Lawrence has gone in each of the past 2 days for the Rockies, so Tyler Kinley should get a shot at a save. But that'll do it for today's episode of the First Pitch Podcast. Make sure to head on over to pitcherlist.com to check out all of the great articles and features we have on the site. Join PL Pro to gain access to the Discord to interact with Pitcherlist staff and members of the community, as well as to utilize the in-season tools to help you win your leagues. That'll wrap up this edition of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Crumpler. Tune in tomorrow and every day for a new installment of the podcast. Bubba will be back with you on Monday and throughout the week, and make sure to enjoy the day as we are blessed with another day of baseball.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.